I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. Good to be with you. The Delta variant of COVID-19 is hitting hard in the southern United States. Alabama has seen a 59% increase in hospitalizations over the past 2 weeks, with ICUs at 100% capacity. But in a state with the lowest vaccination rate in the nation, even former President Donald Trump was recently booed for recommending the shot.
Recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms.
To help us understand what's happening in Alabama, we're joined today by Sarah Nafzinger, who is Vice President of Clinical Support Services at the University of Alabama Hospital. Dr. Nafzinger, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So can you talk a little bit about how this current wave compares to previous waves in the state of Alabama?
Yeah, you know, this wave of cases, we've really seen an increase that's much faster than we saw in the previous surges. And I think that's something that's really taken our healthcare workers by surprise. And the other thing that's really different about this wave is that our patients are much younger. In the previous wave, the average age of our patients who were admitted was 65 years old. And in this wave, our average age of patients is 55. So we're seeing a switch to younger patients. Now, you know, we asked ourselves why that might be, and we think it's because we actually do have a pretty good vaccination rate in our older population. So they tend to have more protection. And so we think that's why we're really seeing this surge in more younger patients who are being hospitalized. But, you know, the other things that are really different about this surge is that our staff is really exhausted. You know, we've been dealing with this for a year and a half, and they're just tired. You know, prior to this surge, we were already struggling to staff the hospital, not only with nurses, we talk about nurses a lot, but with all the support staff, the environmental services, food and nutrition, guest services, all the other positions that are so critical to patient care. And so we were already weakened going into this surge, and now our staff is just feeling completely exhausted. And we're starting to see a lot of absenteeism, not only from staff members being infected, but having to stay home because their children have been infected. You know, school started here a couple of weeks ago, and the vast majority of our school systems are not requiring masking. So we're seeing a lot of people who have children who are out sick or out with quarantines, and it's really impacting our staff. So definitely this surge has been the most difficult for us to manage so far in the pandemic.
Can you help us to understand something about what's going on with such a low vaccination rate in the state overall? It's really helpful to hear that that you know maybe the elderly, the older population does have a decent vaccination rate. Also really helpful to hear that part of what may be going on with this surge is not just being without vaccines, but being maskless in the relatively concentrated environment of schools. But as you're talking to families, as you're talking to patients, do you have a sense of why only just over a third of residents of Alabama are vaccinated?
You know, that's the million-dollar question that we're all asking ourselves and really struggling with right now, because when the vaccine was first available, you know, we were in the healthcare sector very excited. You know, it was the miracle that we had all been praying for, and it arrived. And we were just astonished when our vaccination rates tapered off. And we've done a lot of, you know, a lot of focus groups and had a lot of conversations about why the vaccination rates are so low. And it's really multifactorial. And what it boils down to are several things. The first one is, you know, a lot of misinformation is out there about the safety of the vaccine. And people looked a lot to social media and other resources for their news. And it's really difficult, I think, for people to distinguish real news and real science from something that might be misinformation. So a lot of concerns about pregnancy and fertility, a lot of concerns about some of the more outlandish things like, you know, is this going to inject a microchip into me? Is it going to magnetize me? Is it going to change my DNA? So there's a lot of that misinformation out there.
Do you want to answer real quick the questions about being magnetized? I mean, and I don't mean to be silly here, but genuinely, if those are concerns, and maybe most importantly, the fertility concern.
Yeah, you know, the big one is the fertility concern. You know, all the other things that seem so outlandish to us, you know, it's really quick to just dismiss and say, you know, there's no evidence that this vaccine will magnetize you. There's no microchip. You know, there's no way that this alters your DNA because of the science of how they work. But the pregnancy and fertility one, I think, is a big one that people need to hear. there's absolutely no data that shows that these vaccines compromise your pregnancy, that they cause any adverse outcomes with pregnancy or fertility. In fact, COVID is much worse. People who have COVID who are pregnant have terrible outcomes compared to people who don't have COVID. And so really, you know, trying to get that word out that there are big studies and lots of pregnant women that show that the vaccines don't cause any increase in adverse events. But in fact, pregnant women who get COVID have a much worse outcome than pregnant women who don't get COVID. So, you know, trying to get that information out there has just been a heavy lift for us. And people still just don't trust what they see. And I think that really leads to the big reason why people are not getting vaccinated here. And it's simple. It's mistrust. They don't trust the government. They don't always trust the healthcare sector. You know, they say, hey, you've told me last year, you know, X, Y, and Z, and, you know, you came back and said something different now. And trying to explain that, hey, well, we say something different now because we learned something different. That's science. You know, we study things, we learn new things, and we change our recommendations based on the new things that we've learned. A lot of people really have a hard time with that. And it's been difficult, particularly here, to overcome that mistrust.
I so appreciate that because I get that. I get why that can feel hard. I can remember feeling that way myself early on around the masking recommendations. Thank you so much, not only for joining us today, but for your continued work on the ground there in Alabama. I know it's tough times, and I hope that both you and your staff are able to hold up through this. Dr. Sarah Nafzinger is Vice President of Clinical Support Services at the University of Alabama Hospital. Dr. Nafzinger, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.